boy DJ ATLM Styles here live on the Six Odds Radio Network, kicking it with Six Odds and DJ ATLM Styles. What's up, Six?
What's going on? What's going on, ATL? What's going on? Gonna have a great show tonight?
Doing great. Yeah, doing great, man. I know you got some things planned, so I'll go ahead and let you speak, and then I'll come in and tell you what I got coming up.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to the Six Odds Radio Network, kicking it with Six Odds, DJ ATL, Lena Styles for this July 5th, 2022. Hope everybody's having a great evening, night, morning, wherever you're at, because we represent each one of those time zones because we're in several countries. That's a blessing. So we're going to have a great show. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Late dinner I'm having. Don't know what it is. It's a mystery box. So we'll see what it is momentarily. But I did have a chicken Caesar salad earlier, so that was good. And let me say what's up to LeVar Spiegelman. And what's up to my girl Queen Nicole out there. So hello to you as well. And we're going to have a great show. Rest of my family, friends, and fans, hello. Pride and Joy is going to be with us. So we're going to have a great show. I'm complete. Wake up, man. Oh, dude, what? Okay, what the heck happened? Let me see.
All right, hey, it's for DJ ATL and stuff.
Dude,
got a lot of stuff texting going on. Hey, yeah, have people calling texting. They don't understand that I'm doing a show around this time, so they're trying to best to bother me. So let's get into it. What's up? What's up? Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and get some things off the air, class, and let you know what I'm doing tonight. I got Mr. Brian Tatum coming as a guest tonight. He's going to try to drop by if he can find time to.
I know you better,
and we're going to talk about the Breonna Taylor situation.
You better stay alert.
He's
going to
come in and
show.
Talk about the Breonna Taylor situation. Huh? I heard you say something. I'm trying to hear you. What's up?
I said you better stay alert. Stay alert. Get some coffee, whatever you got to do. Stay alert.
Definitely. And that's what I'm trying to do, make sure that I take care and get him through here. We're going to talk about the Breonna Taylor. We're going to talk about some of these things across the country. And we're definitely going to talk about Turning Point in America, what they're doing, what their company and what that organization is doing, impacting a lot of victims and people who are going through some things in America, police and civilians. So we're definitely going to talk on to that. But, you know, while we're sitting here right now, before we get into anything, I think we need to get some commercials going, man, Six Eyes. Why don't we play the most famous and most professional and the most realest, the most best commercial I think I've ever heard on the Six Odds Radio Network. And when we come back, we're going to get into something. All right, let's hit it.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right. We're back at you. It's your boy DJ ATL, Mr. Six. Six, we should go ahead and play a song record and come in and get into what we need to get into so we play some music.
Yeah, man. Like, get it together, man. Now, how are you going to ask me a question and then have me on mute?
Because I got a special one enough in the play. And
I
want
to be frying fish next Saturday.
Yeah, I want us to critique it a lot and to get into it. The song is called Different. It's by the young lady Brandi Little. We played one of her singles last week, but this is one of her featuring singles off her new platinum record. that she's trying to push out.
I'll tell you what.
You got to
1:30 to get together. We're going to have a different host come Saturday. You're going to be at Jake's Fish next Saturday if you don't get together. All right.
No, don't worry. I got it together. I definitely ain't going to no Jake Smith. This is your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, kicking it with Six Eyes. And we're going to go ahead and drop this single right now. Tell me what you think about it, Mr. Six Eyes, Brandi Little, with her feature single off her new album, Different. Okay, Six, so what you think, man? So what you think of Brandi exclusive new hot singer?
Not bad. She has like a I like her style. I like her style of singing. It's not bad at all. I'm trying to think who she reminds me of though. I'm thinking like a what's her name? Chrisette Chrisette.
Michelle.
What's her name? Chrisette.
I get that one a lot too.
Yeah, that's who she sounds like. But it's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, the vibe was nice.
But,
I like the melody. I like the melody. The melody is what caught me, so that was good. So let's see what else she got coming up. And let me say what's up to AJ and the squad out there. I don't know if they here, but if not, what's up, what's up, what's up? Check their show out. That's at 9 o'clock on Fridays Eastern. Check them out. And once again, phone lines are open, 424-243-9617, Six Eyes Radio Network. So make sure you like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook pages. Appreciate it.
Whoa, okay,
now,
that's what's up. I
just want to eat my food.
Let you
I'll
know,
be back.
I also want to let you know that Brandy Little is one of the acts that actually opened up for David Hollister and the Men at Large. So we definitely going to be doing
what's
it
his name?
Real soon on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Men at Large, Mr. David Tolliver.
David who?
Tolliver. Man, I'll be pushing.
Say the name one more time.
Tolliver.
There you go. You have to learn to pronunciate. Yes. And who was the first one? Dave who?
David Tolliver.
Yeah, and David is David Hollister. It's David Hollister. Hollister, that's the first name you said.
David Hollister, that's right. Yeah, David Hollister.
Hollister, man, what the dude? I'm gonna have to come up with something for you to remember these names.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna have to go in things. But hey,
yeah. So, we're gonna think of. Let me see. How can I get you to? You have to think, if you don't get these names right, my hair will fall out. Okay?
I know.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, listen here. So, if you keep getting these names wrong, here comes Saturday, you're going to be Mr. Clean. Okay? So, if you don't want your hair to fall out, let's start getting these names right, okay? What are you doing up?
All right. Okay.
Listen, you're supposed to be asleep. Shalimar? You're supposed to be asleep. It's nighttime. Listen. You played all day. It's time to go to bed, all right? You hear me? Shalimar, listen to me. You still have to grow, okay? Hey, big girls don't cry. Listen to me. Hello?
All right.
Listen to me. Go to sleep. Listen to me. It's time to go to bed. All right, I love you. Good night. See you in the morning. Had to put my little girl to sleep.
Oh, I gotta get some sound effects. Here we go.
All right, don't spend the money at the casino.
Don't make the difference because we got. Whoa! All right. I know a lot of people are going to be real upset. I consider this breaking news. I just want everybody to know this. And I think if anyone out there in the cable world and you have streaming services, I just want to let y'all guys know, Warner Brothers movie is no longer going to be streaming on HBO Max as for 45 days in the theater. So they actually, in 45 days, there will not be any more movies going on HBO Max. And matter of fact, there's a big cancellation that HBO Max is about to go away completely.
Oh, wow. That's supposed to have been a good merger. What happened?
So I know a lot of people, I think a lot of people would pay for them on subscriptions. So
$15 a month.
Yeah. So that service is about to go completely away. And I know this is very, and I tell a lot of people because what they're trying to do, and I'm saying this now, is that we see a lot of the streaming service backlog way down because they're trying to get people to go back to the movie theaters. So I think that's something that the industry wants to get back, even though the industry still wants likes the fact that they can get their movie streamed on TV on a more solid base, but the measures that they're trying to go back. So that's just some news that dropped. Also, we got some other news, and I know a lot of people want to know about music, and I'm going to say this right now. Beyonce just put out her whole new album, which I consider it as more of a inspirational house record album, which with a lot of great sounds. They even got Grace Jones on the album, which I think one of the best singles is actually on there with Grace Jones. But what we're talking about right now is that Beyonce just released a remake version of My Soul with Madonna. So that's hot, y'all. That's very hot. What you got to say about that, Six? I'm moving on. must have got caught up, and I hope I know I didn't pronounce Beyonce's name wrong, and I know I didn't pronounce Madonna's name wrong. So hope I'm not doing that. So, y'all, let's get popping, man. Let's get it going. Get some cheer going. Get some car. Yeah. Sometimes it happens like that, y'all. For real. For real. Sometimes it be like that. Really. So, what I'm going to do is get into some more music. And when we come back, we'll talk. So, while I'm sitting here right now, I'm getting ready to play Boogie the Bad Knock, one of our featured guests we had on a couple weeks ago, Mr. Boogie the Bad Knock. It is single called Knock. What's up? It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta South, live here on Six Eyes Radio Network.
I'm waiting long enough. So baby, open up. I've been standing here waiting.
all right? It's your boy DJ ATLS Styles. Is back with you, distracting here, my man.
I tell you what I'm waiting on. The whole damn song was what you waiting on. I'm waiting on a verse, the first verse, a second verse. That's what I'm waiting for. Come on,
well,
man.
Hey,
what you waiting on? What you waiting on? What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Where's the first verse, second verse? What you waiting on?
They gotta work on it, bro. That's what we got. That's why we gotta put them in the lab with you, man. Today we gotta get them in the studio.
Listen, man. So what I want you to do right now, listen to me. What I want you to do right now, that song you just played, turn that song all the way down to zero. That song won't be played again, and I'll be waiting on a second song with lyrics. So turn that song all the way down.
All right, bro. Well, we're going to get into another one that's a debut, man. We played it last week, and it's a different version by my man Devon Morris, which they call the 1990s artist that keeps the 90s music going around for the old students. We'll get ready to bring him in.
Well, same thing will happen to him. If he don't make it, he's going to be turned down, too.
It never rains in Southern California.
So I don't care if he was from Egypt. If the song's not good, it's getting turned all the way down, too. 6 hours
radio.
Here
we go. Let it go.
Till I get there, just a kiss and squeeze and hug and girl, you know the records they tell me. And they tell me. Maybe I'll take a flight out tonight, and you can pick me up about 8. I don't know what airline girl, but I know. Now I can't sleep at night without your paper dream by my side. That day will come for us to be together. I'm not worried about a thing, not even storming weather. To talk about it, catching up to do. I'll bring the diamond girl because I'm so into you. And they tell me that's just what they don't need. I'm sitting here at your place. Let's take a week's trip for two. We don't have to go too far, just as long as I'm with you, 'cause they tell me. No, 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 never. They tell me.
DJ ATL Styles, you never rained in Southern California. All right, Six, what you think? Six?
That one will keep up. I actually like that one. So that one will keep up. But that last one, you got that turned all the way down to zero, right?
Oh, yeah, it's down to zero, bro.
All right. And we want to say hello to everybody that's on the phone lines right now. If you want to say anything, press the 1 to join us. Once again, phone lines are open. 424-243-9617.
All right. And, you know, again, you know, getting into some more stuff that's out there right now. Getting into some stuff that's going on right now, let's talk about some of the things that's going on around the world. I want to get a good story that I think that people probably like to hear, because there's so many things out there right now we have out there. Oh, whoa. Okay. And I know a lot of us are getting tired of hearing Trump, but this is a question I'm going to put out there. Are y'all really ready for Trump to come back as president and come save the day? Because I've been seeing this theme all over Facebook that got Trump fed, and they're saying gas prices are high, monkeypox is out of control, viruses are out of control, everything. And they put a picture of one that can save the day is Donald Trump. Is that a logic true, or is that something we're just playing around and making it a joke? I'm asking you, 6,000, what do you think about that? Woo! Breaking news. I got breaking news. Six, you there? Okay, well, I know you're probably busy, but let me go ahead and break this down, because there's some more news that's been breaking, some more sad news, man, and I think I need to play some kind of something just to make us feel...
Hey, listen to me. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Take over the show.
Okay.
Check the phone line. Six Eyes Radio Network.
Okay. Yeah, I got some breaking news for everybody right now. One of the artists has been killed today. Actually, he's dead at 29 years old and was shot dead. The rapper, he's known for having a single called Mick Mode, I Love You, and Unforgivable with Drake the Ruler. Young Solo B Stockton is dead at 29 years old, the shot. So I'm going to go ahead and get more into this right now and find out what happened. Seems like this went on today. No, matter of fact, no, he was found. I got to apologize, guys. He was actually found Friday morning, shot. So it's sad for us to hear this. He shared the scenes and acts with Eric BK Young Jock, EBK Young Jock, which is very popular on the West Coast. EBK JAJBO, EBK Hot Boys. And he recently, you know, he had a lot of songs with these guys. So he's a pretty national rapper out there. He's got a couple of hot hits. He had a couple hit singles. The one that definitely was Unforgivable was one of his big ones. He also had songs that was playing through TikTok that they used on TikTok videos. So it's sad to hear this, that he's been passed. So while it's going through this, man, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, Six just had to run and let me do this show by myself for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and get into some music, man. I'm going to bring on some stuff, man. and I'm going to just do something straight for the West Coast. I'm playing my old legendary friend, Mr. Tupac Shakur. I ain't mad.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood, shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl? Didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, trippin' off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. It's a pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to think for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we bomb. On the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's off a road, you got a brother's back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. We used to be like distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzzing, used to catch us on the roof. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We grinded back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waved. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up state. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy. I'm too proud, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell, picking hell. I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there, so prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving G, most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. You niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
I'm mad at you. I've played with feet before.
No, you're the baby.
Yeah. I love feet.
You know I like you.
No.
The toes, I'm not going to get you.
No. No me digan una cosa así. I
would love to do that for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you used to call me on my, you used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blinks, only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blinks, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong, going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport, hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blinks, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blinks, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. But you don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blinks, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blinks, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
let's go. come on. Pop the magnums while I jig a bag something. Watch the platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes. Make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl, take girls, break spinal. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the hey dudes, dip the H classes. Ice project off light, shit flashes. Blinded broke asses, even got rocks and beard mustaches. Rock top fashion, ain't shit changed. Except the number after the dot on the range. The way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean Sands of Rachel. It's unreal. Out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, yeah. Still took still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing up, amazing. While your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See, you wanna see me on talking to sweetness. Take it for weakness and leave quick. Block out.
Look all like a little bit. Just one day, my day.
Take me to the moon. Go on top of my head.
Designer mansion used to be on the block. Biggie up in heaven looking down on us for pop. Pour some liquor, I'm a puff daddy on us to rock. My rolly presidential, down there big as a clock. Ran up in poppy, see some thigh tees and we gone. You niggas at home screaming the fight song. Javante, Saint Laurent made out of python. 40 cal sig with the red dot sights on. Dollar Dome, man. Take a walk in my old shoes. Now you wouldn't ball every check that you get. We living for the moment, makes sense, don't
it? That's nice.
To the moon, to the moon.
Vegas, you can't break us, lost chips on Lakers, gas off Shaq, country house, tennis courts on horseback, riding beside and crack crab or lobster, yeah. Who say mobsters don't prosper, niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars, me I'm critically acclaimed, slug past your brain, reminisce on things who Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links, now we buy homes in unfamiliar places, Tito smile every time we see our faces, cases, catch more than outfield doors, half these rapping cats ain't seen war, couldn't score if they had point game. They lame, speak my name, I make them dance
they
like Jane.
It's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles back at you, man. You know how we do it, big time, one, twos, and three. Just got through hearing that Todd Dollar Sign and that, I believe, Turn. That song was nice right there, man. That's a nice one right there. I'm going to go ahead and get into some more music, man. We get ready to play Bobby Caldwell, you know, keep you guys in the mood. What We Won't Do for Love. All right, Bobby Caldwell.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I search to find a love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze. From your love, you see, I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. Some people
what I would not do.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me,
but I'm in a daze from your love.
All right, it's your boy DJ ATLM Styles. Get back at you, just got you here, and that late Johnny Taylor. Also, my godfather, late Benny Hicks. Let's go, Lady Platinum Pension. Yeah, you're live with your boy DJ T. Atlanta Styles. We're trying to make it happen.
Harvey Scales.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. And that was the guy that wrote Disco Lady, the late, great Harvey Scales. He dubbed me as his godson. So that was real cool, Harvey Scales. Great songwriter. Wrote for countless people. David Ruffin, Johnny Taylor, countless people. Four Tops, you name it. He pretty much had a pen in it. Kenny Rogers, check the phone line, see who's out there.
Now we got a caller calling in from 1452. Miss, and we know who that is. That's Miss Angel. Angel, you just press one, speak.
All right, who else have we got? We got anybody else on the line?
That's all we have right now. Nobody else on the line.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I was supposed to have my cousin from Virginia Beach. He's supposed to be calling in. He was driving and stuff, so I guess he's going to call in. But I just want to make this quick question.
All right, I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they got, like, this new COVID thing that's coming out. I want to pray for my homegirl. She was tested positive with COVID, and also it's another COVID that's coming called the mojo or something. It's, like, something that would get on your face, and it would be, like big blisters and stuff. And I just want to pray for her. She was tested for COVID, and she did her 14 days and came back positive again, so she kind of like in a coma, and it's like really crazy here in this world. So I just want to say to everybody, if y'all listening, just whatever you do, you go to the gas station, make sure you wear some gloves. When you go to the grocery store, when you pick up food, put some gloves on, you know, wash your hands, you know, when you around people, because this new COVID that come out, when people come by you and they try to give you a hug, that's how you catch that bad virus. So, and I also want to pray for these three kids that was in Orlando yesterday. I think it was 2 days ago or something. The three boys, they brought all brothers. They were sitting on the porch. You know, all them football players. They were minding their own business, and somebody just came and shot all three of them for no reason. And it really breaks my heart, and I want to pray for them, and I hope that, you know, they can find justice on whoever they did it. Put in and stuff, whatever, like that.
All right. So what I'll do, I'm going to play something right now. I'm going to play Dream Girls dedicated to this, and I'm changing as Dream Girls from Jennifer Hudson.
Today is the day.
Go ahead.
Before my daddy had passed away, it's been 11 months, and today is the day of tomorrow will be 11 months. Since my dad been gone. So they had a Puerto Rican festival that's in Milwaukee. So my cousin Bobby and Mike and them, they are going to cheer with me, with my dad. So we're going to go to the Puerto Rican festival. And, you know, I just want to, like, I really miss him. And I just want to, like, you know, thank you, DJ ATL and 6i, whatever. I just want to, like, you know, just say to everybody that lost their father and stuff, wherever, and, you know, they mom and stuff, but let's just keep this strong and keep the positive, and, you know, just keep a go through things, and, you know, just put God in first.
All right. Oh, man, I have to play something that I feel that's dedicated to that, for what you just said. So what I'm going to do is going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire, Spirit. So, DJ ATLN Styles with Miss April, and I know 6 hours, 4 minutes, you'll be back. So we'll come back after we play the song Earth, Wind, and Fire, the group Earth, Wind, and Fire, next thing we'll call Spirit.
Okay.
All right, what's up? It's your boy DJ ATL Lifestyle back at you. What's up, April? I mean, Angel, how you doing? Back everything? We just
how
got through playing that. Oh,
I'm
can't complain.
Good. I'm doing good, positive.
Look
I
at you, too. Look
really,
at you.
I really thank you for putting that out for me. It's, you know, it's really hard.
Look at the love birds. Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Huh? So check it out. Check it out. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. We got Angel here with us, and we have ATL, who's happy and smiling. Once again, phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. We're not out the woods yet, and thank you for that tip about them hugging you.
Six.
Hello.
Okay. All right. I'll take over. Thank you, guys. Having some technical difficulty, whatever we call it. And we're gonna get back.
Yeah. What I was saying that I want to thank you for putting that song out for me and stuff. You know, because it's like really hard when you lose somebody and stuff, whatever. So I really appreciate you doing that.
Okay, appreciate it. No problem.
I just hope that. Okay, Okay, but I just want to say I just hope that you can just put something in for this this COVID and stuff that's going on. People don't take they're not taking it very serious. It's like a lot of people dying out here with the stuff. So I just
Well,
okay,
yeah, it's not a joke. Not a joke. Definitely serious.
How you been?
I'm good. How you doing, Angel?
Yeah, good. How about her? You been okay? You been on the radio, doing your thing?
Yeah, I'm hanging.
Your Sunday thing and stuff. You sound very nice. Both of y'all sound very good.
Now, thank you. I appreciate it.
Y'all eat that vegetable? Y'all eat that vegetable?
I just ate a salad today. Caesar salad.
Okay,
with,
that's good.
Chicken,
eat some vegetables. Drink
food.
A lot of water.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, good to hear your voice, too. Like I was saying, thanks for that tip, you know, because like I said, this coronavirus is real. People can say it's fake or not, but it's not. All you got to do is look at the deaths, and that'll tell you that it's real. So from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, continue to wear your mask, practice social distancing, keep you some hand sanitizer, keep some microband, some Lysol in your home, some bleach water, and outside of living in the bubble, that's all we can do. It's real.
What's the bleach water do?
Well, bleach water, it helps, you know, somebody comes over, you know, it helps, you know, sterilize. Helps to sterilize.
Oh, like when you take a bath?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't recommend you put bleach water in your bath, but, like, especially, like, with Tupperware, a lot of Tupperware, you know, you send some food over to somebody, you know, sometimes they like to eat out the Tupperware, so you don't know. You just want to make sure that the Tupperware is sterilized.
Yeah,
I'll
eat nobody cooking no more. When my friend had sent me a picture of her face, I had to drop my phone. I had to pray for her because, you know, I'm so glad that I didn't go see it. If I would have seen, I would have caught it. And it's ridiculous with this list of stuff that be on your face.
Yeah, so the thing about it, though, but what they said, according to Fauci, he said that the coronavirus can live on plastic, okay? So cups, you know, a lot of people have kids who have those little plastic cups, those little tumblers and stuff. So you just want to make sure to add a cap of bleach water to your dish water, you know?
Yes.
And, so just want you to be safe. So, like I said, from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, the new variant is the Ninja virus. So we started with the Corona. We went from the Corona to the Delta, to the Delta, to the Omicron, and now the Ninja. So got to be careful. Got to be careful.
Yeah, you do. You have to be careful everywhere you go. Like, it's really crazy here in Milwaukee. That's why I'd be scared to go to Walmart. My cousin said I was ghetto. I was not ghetto. I put a plastic umbrella.
Not you being ghetto.
My whole body and had my arms out. I had gloves on me. I was spraying the you know, my auntie, she wanted me to cook stuff for her. So I was like, I had my wipes. I was wiping the stuff down. And this white lady came to me and said, see, with God or something, because people like you, we need this. And I said, yeah, you want some wipes? I said, wipe some meat. You know, people touching stuff. You know, people cough. You don't know what they been on, so you got to be careful. So when I get done, I take my glove off and put some more on there. You know, because it's like
crazy. Yeah, and whatever you do, do not rub your face because it doesn't make any sense to wear the glove and then you inadvertently rub your face. That's what you don't want to do. So what we recommend you do, and this is what Fauci and, you know, people tell you to do, make sure you have your hand sanitizer. Make sure you have your gloves. Make sure you're wiping down your common areas, your light fixtures in your home, your cell phones, your house phones, your remotes, your light fixtures.
Yeah, we do all
that. All that.
When my cousin pick it up, I wipe it off. You know, I don't be touching nothing. When I be on my phone, I be wiping all this stuff off. Like when I go in the bathroom, when they go, I wipe.
You have to Lewis, check the phone line, see who we got, and let me say what up to LeVar Spiegelman. Shout out to LeVar Spiegelman.
Yeah, definitely. I'm checking the lines. No one's online right now. If you're free, call 424-243-9617. It's your boy DJ TLM Styles, with Man 6 Eyes with Angel. We're sitting here talking. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. I got to look at it. My guy, Mr. Brian Tim, just texted me and told me he is not going to be able to get on tonight. He's got another engagement. He kind of came up and he has to handle it. So I wish him luck, but we definitely will try to get him back on here soon to talk to you guys about the Brian Tatum, to talk to us about this Breonna Taylor situation versus
What about Breonna Taylor? What's supposed to be her?
Well, the news is, you know, the guys actually got – some people got arrested. Some cops got arrested for the situation on the knock warrant. And as far as I heard, the situation, what I'm hearing, is that they were arrested because the bad wording in the warrant saying that the house was under surveillance by the post office, which is not fact.
Wow.
But the post office didn't do it. So that's what is really the big thing. As far as the two officers that they did bring, the chief and officer Hankey that they brought involved and brought him, and he was already proven in law and the state that he was proven not guilty. And I just think that they're just trying to do a witch hunt to me, like Tatum was saying. I think they're trying to do a witch hunt because there's so much stuff that happened down there. Big ups to my man, Grandmaster Jay. He pointed a gun at the officer, and they ended up giving him some time for pointing the gun in the office for the protest. So there's a lot of things that went down there in Kentucky with this situation.
What city was that?
Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. I do want to give a prayer for Trina the rapper, her niece. I had seen the video when her niece got shot. So my prayer is out for Trina that lost her niece. Her niece was never 17 years old. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they shot her. And I also want to give a shout-out to one of the rapper named Tiffany that's here in Milwaukee. She's with the Olympics girl. And, you know, she got accepted to the Olympics. Like, she, like, you know, running track and stuff, whatever. And she got accepted from somewhere from California, and they gave her a scholarship, and they had gave her a certain amount of money. But the money that she took, she went and bought her mama a house and bought her sister a house, and she bought her one. And I swear to God, she was in her driveway about to leave, beating her mother and letting everybody know that she is going to go to California. Somebody came past her. It was like one of her friends or something. And they killed that girl. They killed her. She was number 21 years old, and she wanted to live her dream. Like, my cousin just got killed a month ago. He was at a stoplight, and a Mexican man ran and killed him for no reason. He got thrown away from the car. It's crazy. So sometimes, you know, if y'all listen, be careful out there when you drive. You know what I'm saying? People just bump into you. They don't care. You know, it's just like this. People just drive crazy. They'll run over you for no reason and hit you for no reason. Especially like when you be on your phone, get off the phone. If you're going to have a phone, just be on a radio thing. You know, you don't have to be texting stuff if you don't know. So we don't know what's going to happen, you know, but just have to keep on praying with God and hope everything be okay.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into some more music, man. I'm going to play some Let's play some High Fashion by Ruby Rich.
Yes.
Let's get that. Let's get that going. It's your boy DJ ATLS.
Yeah,
out. Six Eyes and Six Eyes Radio Network featuring Angel. And we're going to play some High Fashion by Ruby Rich. Let's go. Let's get it.
After this song, check the phone lines. Matter of fact, check the phone lines in 5 minutes.
I will.
Yes.
All right.
Shawty made that ass touch, you don't need no applause. High fashion, like Goyard, G-Wagon, or the Rover. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shawty on, go. Drop that ass to the floor for me, yeah. Whoa. You ain't gotta deal with none of these niggas no more. If we hop in the Benz, is that okay? Is it okay if I call you my Prada, babe? I ain't no player, I just got a lot of faith. But let me tell you, I like you a lot, babe. I wanna start at the top and the bottom, babe. Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you right at the top, babe. She wants your name and D-O-Yo. I'm only doing cash, I don't need promo. I pull up to the high rise, I'm in the 4-4. Inside Coco. If I got a feeling, I keep it inside my heart. And I keep a pedicure cause I don't do facades. You can see my diamonds even when I'm in the dark. And since you got it, it makes you go and do anything you want. Shawty made that ass clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion, like Goya, G-Wagon, or the Rover. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my daughter on go. Drop that ass on the floor. Hop in the Benz, is that okay? Is it okay if I call you my Prada, babe? I ain't no player, I just got a lot of faith. But let me tell you, I like you a lot, babe. I wanna start at the top and the bottom, babe. Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you ride at the top, babe. If I hit it front or back, she gon' hit the sidewalk. If you got a bedroom with her, take her back to Milo. Got a 5 in the morning, wildin'. And then they make Megan, but she a stallion. Never see my hoes divided. Remember I was pullin' up in the valley. And you know I take her slow when she ride. Runnin' in the sneakers all tears, though. Try to know to drive it low like a limo. Every time we kick it like Timbo. Shawty made that ass clap, she don't need no applause. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go go. Drop that ass to the floor, yeah. Shorty made that ass clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion, like Goya, G-Wagon, or the Rover. I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go go. Drop that ass to the floor, yeah. Hop in the Benz, is that okay? Is it okay if I call you my Prada, babe? I ain't no player, I just got a lot of babe. But let me tell you, I like you a lot, babe. I wanna start at the top and the bottom, babe. Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you ride at the top, babe.
I'm checking the lines. Feel free, call 424-243-9617. If you want to speak, call in on that number. Right now I am checking the lines. No one has called in. Angel is still here. And Six Eyes, how you guys are doing here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Black Talk.
All right.
Yo, yo.
Before you left, he was talking about another rapper got killed before you took off that last break. Young Soul BB out of the West Coast, L.A. One of the other artists that had got murdered a couple months. It's been almost a couple months ago. Was
oh, wow.
Oh my God, let me get the name of the artist back.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and he's actually another artist that was featured with this artist that got murdered, and now he's murdered. So it kind of seems like it's a open window with these artists and rappers getting killed and murdered. I don't know why, but it seems like it's an open book and an open thing going on.
Right.
So, but I send my condolences out to that rapper and his family, his kin and his family, and definitely gonna be missed. Had a hit single out with that artist that we're talking about. All right, let me see if we get into some more new. Oh, the question. This is a serious question.
Phone lines.
And it's something that the phone lines. If y'all want to ask this question, I think everyone would definitely. And also. Let me check the phone lines, 424-243-9617. A caller just called in, 6851. I believe it's time for what? It's time for our report, isn't it? Our breaking news reporter, right? Hello? 685.
Hello?
51, how you doing? How you doing?
Good evening. I'm well. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, we do our thing here. So how are you?
Beautiful,
I know you're ready to get into that special report.
Well, I have a few things, but I didn't know which like type of news you were like. Seems to be a lot going on in the world. Anything in particular? There are things about China happening, things going on, and let me see here, trying to keep up with all this here. Things going on in Palestine, Israel, in the UK, the Ivory Coast. Looks like a little bit more about Israel and Canada. Different things, even Brazil. It's things happening all over. Anything you want me to look up in particular, I'll be more than happy to pull that forward.
Let's cover it. Let's cover what you're going to. I'm going to let you cover it, and let's go ahead and bring that music in. Let's get it going. We're going to bring you on in, and you can tell us everything.
Okay,
all right.
Then,
here we go, girl.
Okay. Well, in Palestine, it was an enormously
I was
wonderful
to say, I said, what
introduction.
Was that? What were I missing?
I think that was the introduction, I believe, that comes forward before the current events, but I'm not certain. This is my first time. But good evening to you,
yeah.
And I'll do my best to
Are
keep
you
up.
Yeah, that was your breaking music. Like, that was your breaking music. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That was breaking music. Let us know
no.
everything is going and get into it.
All righty. So let's
the
start off
yours,
with the – bless you. So the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group confirms the killing of senior commander in Gaza. This comes in through Reuters, dated August 6, 2022 at 10:54 p.m., and it says Gaza. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad Movement, PIJ, on Sunday confirmed the killing of one of its senior armed commanders in an Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip. Al-Fuad's brigades, the Jerusalem brigades, mourns the leader of Khalid Mansour, member of the Security Council and commander of the southern region of the Gaza Strip, who was martyred as a result of Israeli airstrikes on yesterday, Saturday, the group said in a statement. And let's see here now if there's any more on any other developments in that. Looking here. All right, let me move over. Next time I come in here, I'll be a little more organized. Let's move over. China shortens suspension for the international flights linked to COVID cases. This also comes to us, the Reuters, dated August 6, 2022, at 10:12 p.m. China has shortened the suspension time for inbound international flights on routes found to have COVID-19 cases starting on August 7th, which then would be tomorrow. The country's aviation regulator said in a statement on Sunday that flights on a route with an identified coronavirus case will be suspended for 1 week if 4% of passengers test positive, 2 weeks if 8% of passengers test positive. Previously, the aviation regulator policy was that if 5 passengers tested positive, the airline flights for that route would be suspended for 2 weeks. The suspension will last for 4 weeks if 10 or more passengers test positive. This comes in through Emily Chow and Eduardo Baptista. Editing by Gary Dole. Let's see what's next up. Longtime AP Correspondent editor Marcus Ellison dies at 75. And this comes to us a little earlier in this evening through the Associated Press, dated today, August 6, 2022. Marcus Ellison is a journalist whose insightful reporting, sparkling prose, and skillful editing graced Associated Press newswires for almost half a century. He has died. And it says, this comes out of New York, Marcus Ellison, I think it's Eliason, an international journalist whose insightful reporting, sparkle prose, and skillful editing. He had diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, developed pneumonia early this week at a nursing home, and died on Friday in a New York hospital, his family said. From Israel to the 1997 Six-Day War to apartheid, to the apartheid era of South Africa, to the Afghan battlegrounds, Bloody Belfast, the Iron Curtain's fall, the handover of Hong Kong, and countless other datelines and stories, Eliason witnessed and reported on some of the largest and greatest world events of the 20th century in its final decades. And when that century drew to a close, it was Eliason's touch that greeted the new one. From the east to the west, north to south, the world welcomed the new millennium in a shimmering tapestry of song and light that rippled around the globe. He led off AP's main article in January 1st, 2000. And let's see, maybe let's do one more, if that's all right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay. This comes out of Israel, and it's also through the Associated Press. Israel militants trade fire as Gaza death toll climbs to 24. And this comes out of the Gaza Strip through AP, dated August 6, 2022 at 5:57 p.m. Israeli airstrikes flatten homes in Gaza on Saturday. Palestinian rocket barrages in southern Israel persisted for a second day, raising fears of another major escalation in the Mideast conflict. Gaza's health ministry said 24 people have been killed so far in the coastal strip, including six children. The fighting began with Israel's killing of a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group in a wave of strikes Friday that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. So far, Hamas, the larger militant group that rules Gaza, appeared to on the sidelines of the conflict, keeping its intensity somewhat contained. Israel and Hamas fought a war barely a year ago on four major conflicts and several smaller battles over the 15 years that exacted a staggering toll to the impoverished territory of 2 million Palestinian residents. And that seems to be the majority of the most current and international news. I could pull up latest developments in the Breonna Taylor report.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
That's good. This is her first night on Nicole's local and national news, so we want to welcome her to the anchor desk. Welcome from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm bombing out right now. But,
that's a lot.
Practice makes improvement.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Just a little nervous, but you're doing fine.
You're doing good, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, let's see.
Yes,
let
relax.
Yeah,
drink some water.
I'm so glued to the computer monitor right now. I can't even see my water.
You should be a news woman because you got the voice and the talk and the way you talk out.
Yeah.
It's expressing like the way you stand, but you're doing good. So how are you? Like what you do?
Oh, well, not the news announcements. to be honest, but I love good information and hearing it.
I clap on that.
I don't want y'all to get too far.
But I have to come in on this one, guys. I got to make a comment on something. Azuri, one that our United States just got through bombing and killing. Do y'all know that he is now considered Jesus? Because he's been killed almost 13 times. This time, yo, you just reported that he, and the report on that was that he walked on a balcony in this place to see the sunlight. And the rocket, they rocketed him, and the rocket went down and got him and blew him up. But for some reason, I mean, that just tell you how advanced these rockets are now. The building didn't take no hit. It just blew him up. So I know Joe Biden says now we can sleep a lot better, but as far as I know, he's been killed 14 times. I mean, 12, 13 times. This make 13. I don't know. He must be Jesus. Huh? He must be Jesus because it seems like every time. Yeah, he's been killed 13 times and confirmed, and now again he's been killed again. I just wanted to put that out there that it's like he's a Houdini. It's like he's popping up in other places. I don't know. It's just interesting on the timing of this, and the reason why this came out was actually, and I don't know if they did put this in the report, they're not reporting in the news that China and Russia have gotten together and created their own new currency. So that's something that's very interesting and that should be talked. And a lot of other countries and a lot of allies are actually helping them support their idea of doing this new currency under Japan and China with Russia. I don't know, Six Eyes, I had to bring that up. What do you think about that, Six Eyes? Six? All right.
Yeah, this world is chaotic, and we definitely need prayer. This world is chaotic. We need prayer.
Yeah, you did hear what I was saying. Did you hear? I know I want to go ahead and drop it. Do you know about the new currency that Russia and China have put together? And they're trying to push forward their new currency.
Well, I don't know, but we'll find out later because Nicole had another article on the Breonna Taylor situation, so we'll get into that later. You interrupted our anchor.
Right now, here we go.
Yeah, you interrupted our anchor.
Well, what I can do is...
All right. Get into Nicole.
Okay. What I can do, now that you brought that out, I can look that up about... what you have said about Al-Zawahiri, Russia-China currency. Sorry, I took notes on that. I could cycle those up in a moment. What I would like to do now is just give an update on Breonna's mother gave a report here of these new federal charges, and I wanted to read that. This article is dated August the 4th, 2022, and it says, hey, Breonna Taylor's mother on new federal charges. I've waited 874 days for this. And this comes to us through WLKY, their digital team. So out of Louisville, Kentucky, more than 2 years after Breonna Taylor's death, four people have been federally charged, and it feels like justice for her family and supporters. I've waited 874 days for this, Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, said. You all are learning what we've been saying is the truth, that they shouldn't have been there and that Breonna didn't deserve that. They all met at Jefferson Square Park on Thursday, where protests went on for months after Taylor's death in March 2020, to react to the news. This is a day when black women saw equal justice in America, lawyer Benjamin Crump said. Many were heard chanting that same chant that has become familiar in Louisville streets, say her name, Breonna Taylor. Many of those who spoke echoed criticism of Attorney General Daniel Cameron's handling of the case. The federal government had the guts to do what Cameron did not, Attorney Lenita Baker said. Cameron has not yet to react to Thursday's announcement. Crump said, thank God Attorney General Daniel Cameron did not get the last word in the death of Breonna Taylor. So let's see. Here's the statement released by the attorneys.
These nearly 2.5 years have been extremely difficult for Tamika, Wania, and their family as they've endlessly fought for justice on behalf of Brianna. Likewise, it has been a tough fight for those attorneys, advocates, and community members who have rallied to support Brianna's family in their quest for justice. Today was a huge step forward for justice. We are grateful for the diligence and dedication of the FBI and the DOJ as they investigated what led to Brianna's murder and what transpired afterwards. The justice said that Brianna received today would not have been possible without the efforts of Attorney General Merrick Garland and Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Kristen Clark. We hope this announcement of a guilty plea sends a message to all other involved officers that it is time to stop covering up and time to accept responsibility for their roles in causing the death of an innocent, beautiful, young Black woman. And Brianna's family made another statement, and it says, on behalf of Brianna's family, thank you to all who have continued to say her name, continue to pray, continue to fight, and continue to shut down all of the hate, negativity, and lies. There have been so many dark days, so many times when hope was lost. We cannot emphasize enough how pivotal your voices and support have been to keep us going. There's still so many families who are fighting and praying for justice and accountability in situations where their loved ones were wrongfully killed by the police. We need to stand with them, fight with them, pray with them, and do whatever possible we can for them. Say her name, Brianna Taylor. And if there are any questions or comments on that, I can take a moment to before I go on.
All right. Well, yes, Brianna Taylor, I think you well said that everything in the report, I mean, I know it's accurate. I know we're going to get into 24 minutes, too. Our show's going to end. I do want to get into some stuff about that. I was going to have a guest, Brian Tatum, come talk about it because he was the one that really covered it. But there's a lot out there, and there's a lot in here, and I feel that if we say justice is served, it's kind of hard. I'm going to get into that later on once Tatum comes on to explain.
Listen to me. We're going the whole 3 hours. Okay, so we're not going to end this. So here's my thing. Here's my question. Okay, the Brianna Taylor, she's gone. Okay, she's resting in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
How can we stop this from happening again? I mean, what can be put in place so this won't happen again? And if so, are they going to uphold what's supposed to be put in place? I mean, how can this not happen again? In no particular order, but let's go around the room. What's your thoughts?
Okay, start with me because I got to explain it to make sense to you guys. And what we're talking about is a warrant. And the warrant on the warrant, it was her name, Brianna Taylor's name was on the warrant. That's where everybody don't understand. Her name was on the warrant.
Is that the one that got killed, the police officer?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the young lady that got killed. Her name was on the warrant. That's what I want people to understand. Mm-hmm. Now, Brianna Taylor's name was on the warrant, not as far as the address concerned. The reason why they're indicted by JOB is that they said in the warrant, how they got the warrant, was that the post office had been observing the location. And that fact that was not true. So
the post office doesn't do surveillance?
That's the cover. Yeah. Well, that's what they put in to get the warrant, that the post office helped them uncover to get the warrant. Now, let me explain this to people because I don't know why they don't put this out here and they don't talk about this. There's a lot of evidence out here about this. Brianna Taylor was associated with a gentleman who, which is the one that actually got her, that they actually was trying to get after. He's high in drugs. They had surveillance on him for weeks and months. He had been doing a lot of things prior to that. As far as I know, he's a drug dealer. They had a trap house. He had a trap house, which they did have a warrant, and they faded that warrant. And they went.
But I thought she was an EMS worker. I thought she was an EMS worker.
No, she was terminated as an EMS worker because years before that, she actually had rented a car, and Walker and another gentleman was in the car, and they did a drive-by. The drive-by person pleaded guilty, who said he did the drive-by. He got pleaded, and he got locked up. And the job, the EMT job, had let her go because that the car was a rental car, and it was in her name, and Walker was driving around and got the situation. So I want to get that cleared up first. Okay.
Was she a police officer?
Get that cleared up, because media does not talk about this. Huh?
Was she a police officer?
Mm-hmm.
Was
no,
she understanding
what she
was?
She worked for the emergency as an ambulance person. Yes.
Paramedic.
And she worked at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That paramedic. That's
was
she
get shot? What happened to her? Like, what they shot her? Because I'm watching the episode of Yangi and Young Josh and her mom. They doing a thing. It's on VH1 about her thing. And they
right.
had like
what
a,
she's saying is a thing on how she got murdered. Now, it was an open and not warrant.
She about a fence.
I'm trying to explain this topic, but I really like Tatum to explain this because he's the one that has the evidence and the one that understands this thing, and he'll probably make it more sense to you guys than I can.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it's clear, there was a no-knock warrant that they got interest to go to the house. Now, again, they went, and it was actually they did knock. Now, what happened was the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, whatever, consumely didn't know, think there were cops, shot at the door, shot directly at the door when they opened up the door. I think they said they announced themselves and opened up the door for somehow, and then this fell on, I don't know all the full details, but there was a shot. Now, particularly, they saw the person shoot at, the officer saw the person shoot because he actually shot one of the officers in the leg, right in the door. So one of the guys that was shot, one of the police officers was shot, he went and shot at the direction, and this is how Breonna Taylor got shot. And killed.
Oh, so she's in the wrong
way,
place.
And right. That's the deal. He was the wrong, and again, I'm trying to make sense of this at this moment. I don't believe that Brian Glover, which is the one that was shot at the officer, knew there was cops. I believe he thought someone was trying to break into his house in the place, and he didn't know that it was officers, and he shot at them. And he shot, like I said again, to make this make sense.
Where is he at?
Yeah, it hit one of the officers. He went down the leg, and then they persist after he had shot while it was in the door, they started the infiltrate of shooting, and that's how Breonna Taylor got shot.
Okay, so where is the guy that shot the police?
Oh, he's free.
He's free?
No, he's free.
How's he free? He shot the cop.
That's crazy.
It's sad, yes. This officer was shot. He did. And they have video of this officer on the ground. They're trying to get him patched up. He was shot in the leg. He did survive. And there was some charges that was pressed against Glover. But Glover said in a statement he didn't know that they were cops. He didn't know. He thought there was a no-knock. It was a no-knock. It was a no-knock war, but they had knocked, and he shot at them because he thought they was trying to rob. He didn't believe they were cops. Like I said, he went to court. They did file this up. The gentleman who were known for probably killing Breonna Taylor was found not guilty because the fact that he shot out the window because he saw they were shot at. So again, this is why we got to have a discussion about this shooting at police officers. And this goes into one of my friends, which is Grandmaster Jay. Big ups to Grandmaster Jay, and they gave him time for this, which is very, very. But you can't point a gun at any officers. This is the reason why. Anytime you have a gun and you shoot at the officer, it's like you are going to have a bad situation happen. Because at that time with these officers, they already rattled in their head and the mind by knowing, not sure what they're going to and what they're getting into. I mean, this was a no-knock warrant. I mean, they could have went in and didn't no-knock, but they didn't really think it was a threat. The reason why they were going there is just to go talk and have a question, not drugs, have a question with Breonna Taylor, which I think they could have did something a little bit different to get Breonna Taylor and to talk to her. They end up doing this route. So this is what I'm letting you know on the surface. Now, I don't care if everybody says it's the wrong house. Yes, the house was not on the warrant, but her name was on the warrant. Okay, you don't have a name of a person on the warrant.
Okay. So let me ask you this. If her name was on the warrant, why the hell they wait till almost 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning? Why didn't they do this
That's another problem, because they also was looking for Walker at the time, too, but they'd already had caught him at the other trap house. So he also was on the warrant, and they were expecting that he was going to be at one of the locations. He had been involved in both of the trap house and at that location. So
Why wait so late? If it's 1-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm asleep. So why they wait so late?
Right.
If her name was on the warrant, why did they wait so late?
Exactly. But I'm just gonna go off what police tell me. That's the best time to deal with these situations, where you don't have to be worried about some child or anybody being impacted or somebody being around the situation and they're trying to sneak into the house and do a no-knock warrant, because most people in the house around that time, there's not an audience that could be picked up around that time. Yeah, remember, our audience could be picked up around that time. They drive down the street and the audience say, oh, man, the cops, here come the cops. You know, that starts, and it does make sense, but again, there was no middle, like I'm saying this right to you, Six Eyes. There was really no imminent threat, but at the time, still, they didn't have Walker in the custody yet. So that's probably one reason why they went 3, because they was trying to see when he was at one of the locations. They didn't know which one they got him, but they did get him at the location at the trap house. And like I said, this could have been avoided. It could have been avoided, right. They could have did her during the daytime. I don't think that they thought it was a threat. But to come down to think about it now, if you think about it right now, 3 in the morning, but think about it, and the lover had a gun, the shoot at the cops had done that time, it probably wouldn't have been any time. This situation could happen during the daylight, too, because Glover just believed that he was getting robbed, and he didn't think that they were police officers.
Okay.
So, I mean,
well, let's see what Nicole thinks. Let's see what Nicole thinks. So what do you think about this, Nicole?
Okay, Nicole, what do you think about
it? Okay, well, so, you know, the whole incident came forward due to false information, misleading information. This thing about the Postal Service thinking that numerous suspicious packages were going to Breonna's
right.
address, that was a falsification.
Walker was going there to pick up the packages. That's the problem. See, Walker was at the location several times to pick packages up from there. That's where this is all coming from. This is why I said this is how that. I'm just giving you facts with the fact. This is the facts. Walker was there picking up the packages. So that's what they're trying to. But see, you can't word the post office, because the post office don't do surveillance. The police do surveillance. So they reworded it and worded it like the post office was doing surveillance when it was really them doing surveillance. So Walker would be there to pick up the packages and take it back to the location that it was. So that's why I said, again, as far as anything, was there any drugs found or any money lodged or anything, I don't think there were none of that found. But the thing is that there were packages that was going to arriving to that residence for Walker, which is the one that they have in custody at this moment.
Let her finish. Let her finish. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so, but basically, nothing ever come of this. Meaning, like, no drugs were found. Nothing. It seems like nothing really materialized about these packages. For all we know, they're probably, just
regular consumer packages. You know, like, see, they took, I think something was created out of nothing. And they may have been looking for this Walker gentleman, but the thing is, they made more of it than was necessary. And something about the coming to them in the coming to our house in the middle of the night wasn't necessarily what had to happen. That's just what was decided to happen. This is what my take on it is. It's not that because they already had Mr. Walker, so there really wasn't anything to question Ms. Taylor about in this situation. But they wanted to get to the house. I'm thinking maybe to see if there was, maybe they could find something he may have left there to add more evidence to their case. But this poor queen was murdered, okay, by the police. And that's my take on it, in the sense of saying that it was wrongful death, and she can never be brought back due to this situation. And it was something that could have been controlled from the beginning, like before they even went forward on this. Now, yes, I think the judge, I think I read somewhere the judge felt that he was misled, and that's why he signed the no-knock warrant. You know, but the thing is, if they didn't think it was a real problem, I don't understand why they entered in and began shooting. I mean, like in other words, there's like de-escalation techniques that they're all trained, all officers, are, as far as I know, are supposed to be trained in.
Remember,
and they already know they had the upper hand at 3 in the morning, and that's not the trap house.
Right.
Our boyfriend
right.
was running
right.
to
right.
our house.
But remember, Glover, which is the boyfriend, heard the knock on the door and heard someone open the door, and he shot at the door. That's what escalated the gunshot. That's how this all – he hit the first officer with his gun. That's how this all collated. But, again, like I agree with you. I think that this should have been handled during the daytime. I don't think that there was really a real military threat to get her. They could have did other things if they wanted to get her. They didn't have to go and put it in this situation to end up having her, end up losing her life. I do agree with you on that 100%. But as far as I know, there's a lot of stuff that's still pending on this case. The JOB will find out and they will investigate. They will find out really what went on and how this transpired. The question is, did they mess with the civil rights of Breonna Taylor by doing this? And I think that's something that the court will look at, the conservatives and the people that they pick. They will look into that and see if there was something really wrong with them going at that time, and could this have been done differently where this young lady didn't have to get killed. I agree with your sentiment that that's the real point of this. I'm hoping that they come up with this. But as far as I know, it's the wording of, and everyone's saying it's a cover-up. No, it's the wording of saying the post office has surveillance packaging in that location where they don't, post office does not do any surveillance. That's the police officer. And as far as the gentleman, the two officers, like I said, the chief and the officer saying he covered up. I mean, the officer that was shot Breonna Taylor, he was, which when they say not shot, but actually shot through the window, he was found not guilty down there because of the fact that he was shooting on the fact of he thought he saw the target shooting at him, which was Glover. Breonna Taylor jumps up, and that's how she gets shot, because she didn't know what was going on at the commotions when the shooting started.
But was she a police officer?
It is what it is. I just think that. Huh?
Was he a police officer?
What you say,
Breonna? Breonna Taylor?
Yeah, was he a police officer?
No, Breonna's not. No, she's an EMT. She's
a paramedic.
No,
see,
what
I'm seeing is the episode that I've seen. She had got shot at.
Right, no,
I watched it.
Was
this
restaurant or something? She's no longer EMT. She was no longer EMT at that time, as far as I know. From the reports that I read and the stuff that I read up through Tatum.com and through his thing, she was no longer employed as an EMT. So I don't know if she still had relationships down there at the hospital, But I don't know. Again, she was down at the hospital. This is another thing. Packages was going stolen down at the hospital. This is another thing. I'm just letting y'all know on the end. It was packages being sold in the hospital. Okay, so there was something going on with there were some surveillance on that. That's more going towards them. I just think that there was sloppy work on how the cops handled this. It's sloppy all the way around. But like I said, again, I believe in my take, Breonna Taylor could have been didn't have to die that night. I think that they could have did something different by going to get her since her name was on the warrant and Mr. Walker. And plus, they were looking for Mr. Walker at the time when they already had got him in custody. So at the time, I just think that they didn't have to go that far to go do the no-knock warrant at that residence, which was really not even on the – really, really wasn't on the target just to talk. Only thing they were supposed to do is really get Breonna Taylor and have a talk with her. Do you understand what I mean by that, guys? Do I make any sense, Michelle? And that's what I want people to understand. So, again, saying that she was innocent and a lot of people say she was just a bystander, we don't know. There's things that they have that's going to have to come out and know that she was deep high in with Walker. And whatever relationship Walker and them all had, with Glover and all of them had, it's not good. I'm going to let you know it is not good. But, again, it doesn't give justification for the man, woman to get shot and killed in her home. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
And I agree with that 100%.
Yes. King Six asked about ways in the future with something like this can be averted. I feel if the post office say they did have suspicions that something was going on that was nefarious, that then hold the packages, inspect the packages under whatever jurisdiction they have to do that. And if you see that these packages that they tagged they thought were suspicious are not suspicious, then let it be. Leave a person alone because the suspicion is not validated. It's not corroborated. Right. So before you even go to somebody's house, if the suspicion is over a package, then put a hold on the package. I know the post office has that authority to flag a package.
Right.
I know that they can alert the authorities.
I have to make this clear. I want to make this clear so you can get it so it makes sense to you. The post office wasn't doing surveillance. The cops was doing surveillance. They worded and made it sound like the post office was doing it. Post office did their job. They did their package. They did their delivery, and that's it. They didn't do any surveillance. The surveillance was coming from the officer in the police department, which was the ones that was doing the surveillance.
Right. Their surveillance included these packages because they thought, you know, these packages had, you know, there was some illegal something or other going on with these packages. So all I was saying, if that were true, if that's the case, if something like that is to happen, you could just, the post office does have the authority to flag and hold delivery on a package. I believe they can do that. And then alert the authorities who do the investigations, as you're saying, and then let them inspect them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Oh, let them inspect those packages. Like, okay, and then if there's nothing in those packages that are suspicious, apologize to the person because now their packages have been opened, their privacy has been breached. But, do what you have to do for that. But don't go to their house with arms full of guns and carrying on. Like, you could catch that before, you know, even if you thought it was suspicious. You know, like, I'm not saying the post office was doing the investigation, but if the investigation is based off their suspicion, I'm saying perhaps then follow up on that there at the post office, but don't go to people's homes until you're absolutely certain that their home is even involved. You know, for all we know, that was just stuff coming from just regular shopping. You know, folks get all kinds of packages now. So, you know, but I'm saying if they felt it was too many or too large, too small, I don't know what they were thinking, if they were even thinking it. But say if that does happen, that's one idea I offer. You know, just don't show up at people's homes. They let the package go through at that point. I mean, so if they thought it was that suspicious and let it go through, that doesn't make sense to me. You know, so
well,
I know
the
they
problem,
got
the problem, both offices wasn't monitoring them at all, and I think this The only people that was monitored was the police officer department. And like I said, they let it go all the way to the point to let it get to the residence, and they got to the residence. And I'm like, I tell you, Walker picked up the practice and he took them back to the other location. So, yes, they were going to the other location. He came and picked them up. So, again, then they decided at the last time what the decision was, they finally realized they needed to get Walker. They raided the place where the drugs were, and they got that. And then they were looking for him, and they end up finding out that he gave a wrong name, and they did have him at the other location. See, this is how it happened. I'm letting y'all know that he gave another name and another identification, and they found out that was him. Before they, and that's why they end up going to this location, which where they were looking for her. Her Breonna Taylor name was on it, and also looking for Walker. But their main concern was really looking for Walker. So when they went in, they expected to have Walker there, and they end up not finding. End up killing Breonna Taylor. End up dealing with a boyfriend, which they was kind of confused about how he had a weapon, and they didn't know he had a weapon. So like I said, there's some things that I say again. I think on the police department. This is the way they do business. Now, I would differ this, and I have to be honest with everybody about this. And we say, oh, man, they come with a blaze of guns. They want SWAT. So, again, I don't know when they do these no-knock warrant with these officers, I don't even think it's safe for them to go because I don't know if they know, do they even have a routine. It's not easy to do that. I'm saying most of the time when they do go to these big drug dealers' houses and stuff and ask to do warrants, more likely out of 10 of the 12 times, they're going to end up having a shootout and people get murdered, and a lot of the cops get killed with them. Because it's not a thing that actually can be, what I try to say, man-manage. I'm saying that, man-manage. And what I mean by man-manage is that we have weapons and stuff that's out here right now. Some civilians have more powerful weapons than the officers do. So that's why I say, again, it's a very interesting situation to talk about. And when you as a cop or anyone is an individual cop, because I like to do is put everyone in the position of a cop mind and cop body and then say your life, you want to go home to your family. You want to go home to protect other people. You have to make a huge decision. Do you allow gunshots to get shot at you and keep shooting at you so you'll get killed? Or do you allow the person to keep still shooting and end up killing somebody else, a walking bystander? You have to make a sacrifice decision, which is sometimes is not the most popular decision. You know, sometimes you have to kill the person. Because the person that you're trying to stop at the time, you have to kill them. And again, remember, the story's not out. You don't know what's going on in this person's mind. You don't know why this person is shooting. You don't know why this person is out of control. You just know that you've been called to a location to desolate a situation. Do I make sense to y'all about that? Do I make sense?
Yes, you want us to.
I think that's what everyone needs to understand for all these killings. And these shootings that go on, I think we put so much pressure on these officers to be like robots or make decisions when they're in a stable, unstable situation and they're not for sure. If a young man jumps out of the car and he runs backwards, they're not sure what this person is running for, why this person is running for. This person could run somewhere and then have a gun and shoot and grab an innocent bystander and kill an innocent man. It could be somebody's mother, father, or somebody. And that person, mother or father or son or kids, whatever, would say, why the cops allow this man to do this to my loved one? Or why some mother would say, why do you allow this man to run and do this? Why y'all didn't shoot him before he got to the one I love? You understand? We have to put this thing in some kind of direction to make it make logical sense. Because a lot of times the criminals that we think that sometimes are good people, sometimes are just having bad days, and a lot of them make bad decisions too. And sometimes it's a lot of heat of the moment. I call it heat of the moment, where your testosterone go high, you get scared, and you just don't make right decisions. And you put yourself and you put your life in danger and also the officer's life in danger. I think that we have to talk about that on that level for us to really, if we want to solve the situation. I don't think it's a white thing and a black cop thing. I just think it's a people problem. Most young people or older people don't want to go to prison. They don't want to go to jail. And some of them would do anything if they have to take someone's life not to go to jail. There was a saying that was always said a long time ago, and I know it's got out because everybody's feely-feely now. There's a talk they always used to say, there's two places you end up when you do a break a crime or do a break the law. You end up two places, jail or dead. Now we try to make dead seem like that's not supposed to happen. But dead has always happened when we were talking about doing a crime. That's usually what happens. You go to jail or you die. And, I mean, this is not something I make up. This is from my elders. The elders used to talk about this forever. You do a crime, you do something, you're going to end up dead or in jail. That's the two places you end up. There's no pie in the sky. There was no cops going to come up and give you a cookie and a hug and say, oh, I'm sorry that you were out here wilding out and being crazy and just bawling out. There's no such thing as that. When young people get behind a steal somebody's car, carjack someone, kick someone out of the car, that's a crime. That's not love. That's a crime. And it has to be treated as a crime. But those officers who chase and pursue these people don't know what's in these guys' minds, don't know how these people carjack, and don't know what they have on them. And we're trying to make these cops seem like they can figure out the full story. And again, our rubber bullets, for we found out, our tasers are not working. And what needs to be worked on is to find a newer technology that can knock these folks completely out without killing them. Yes, they need to find some kind of alternate. But I've seen videos where some people were probably so high on drugs or something, they shot them 4 or 5 times. They still got at them and still stabbed them with a knife. I mean, it's amazing on what I've seen, some of the situations that I've seen with officers dealing with civilians. And some of you guys will say, damn, but it is what it is. But, hey, I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball, Six. You know, we're about to get up out of here, man. I know we're late. I appreciate Nicole coming on doing the news report. I thought it was fast, man. I thought it was great. I thought you did a beautiful job. And
yeah, you did. You did. So,
yeah.
She'll be back next week.
All right.
And, can we give an applause for LeVar Spiegelman too? LeVar Spiegelman?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yay! Yes, you can applaud for us. All right, there we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope I explained it much to you guys, but I would rather have a real officer who had to go through this, who's seen these things and have to really deal with these things, Mr. Brian Taylor, and to really explain the situation. Yes, we have talked, me and him have had talks about some of the discrimination that goes on in the force. Yes, we have talked about the things, but we also got to talk about our folks cutting up. And, I mean, it is what it is, and we got to figure out how to get young people and all people to understand when the authority is there to respect authority. Now, a lot of us come up in this generation that's coming up now don't have respect for authority because they don't have two parents in their household. And they don't know how to act towards someone telling them what to do. Because most of the time when they're young, they grow up with their parents, mother being working or their father not being there, and they get a chance to not really accept authority. So when someone comes to them and tells them they have to do something, they have a quick, smart remark to say something that says, no, I'm not interested. And the great example is this young man just a couple weeks ago decided to get stopped by the police to stop pulling him over. He passed through a stop sign. He ran the stop sign and ran home, jumped out the car and ran inside his house. And I think that to me, a lot of people say, oh, no, they shouldn't be. But I'm saying this problem shouldn't. That was a ticket thing where all he had to do was to pull over, write the little ticket, and to be on their way, and it's done and it's over with. There wouldn't have been all that extra stuff that happened when he run in the house and the cops had to run out there, and they all start fighting and mumbling, and he getting hit across the head and then a bunch of, you know, all this stuff comes because people are not understanding authority. Now, Six, I'm going to let you speak.
So here's the thing. So this thing about authority, I've said long ago that when everybody on this line, myself, Nicole, Angel, yourself, and anybody else that's going to listen to this show later on, either tonight, tomorrow, or Monday, when they listen to this show, when we grew up, we were taught that the police were your pal, okay? If you got a problem, go to the man and woman in blue, okay? But since the events of Rodney King and countless others, that gave everybody, citizens young and old, skepticism about going to an officer, okay, because of what happened. So they're scared, and what needs to happen is, especially like maybe next summer, a cop community fun day, okay, so where the cop can get to know the neighborhood can get to know the cop, and it's not just for a traffic stop or domestic situation. If they mingle and meet each other, you won't have these occurrences. And that's what needs to happen. And then, you know, we won't have these issues. I mean, even with Trayvon Martin, you know, and even though Zimmerman was a not real cop type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even if he was introduced to the son, hey, look, my son is coming down here to see me. You know, he's in the neighborhood, you know. Introduce himself. That situation could have been avoided. But what needs to happen is cops and community need to get together and have a meet fun day, and then therefore you won't have these occurrences.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you on Six Eyes. I think that is one of the concerns, and I think that's what it is. But the one thing that I do say, just to add on to piggyback on what it is, we got to understand stop, resist, and arrest, because we have to say if the cops pull you over, just go ahead and go to the car. If they say they got to arrest you, let be arrested. You're better off fighting them and proving that you're not the person they're trying to arrest than being dead. I just think that that's the option that we need to talk about more and make sure that people don't resist arrest and just do what the officers say. And if they're wrong, go take them to court. I mean, I know one time, I know you did a couple of weeks ago, said not Breonna, but the other young lady, that stopped. Now, she did do what she was, Sandra Bland.
How about Sandra
Bland? She did end up getting arrested. She did get arrested, but she ended up going into the situation and was getting murdered, or if we say murdered or dying in the jail cell, and that officer was no longer there. So that was something completely, just different.
But you know what I found real sad about that? What I found real sad about that,
mm-hmm.
and see, this goes to show you who your real friends are. Now, that lady, she needed $500 for bail, $500. So you're telling me her family, her cousins, nobody could have came up with that and got her out of jail. That's all she needed. And if you remember, when she was on the phone with her family, she called a couple of people. Didn't nobody have it. But I bet you they had money to get their hair done, nails done. They went out to the casinos and blew that money. And now your cousin is dead because y'all couldn't come up with her bail money. And that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she could have still been alive, you know, and not had to go through that. So
you're
now
right.
They're saying,
I'm glad you said that.
We missed Sandra Bland. We missed Sandra Bland. But didn't none of her friends, family, sisters, brothers, aunts,
Nobody in that neighborhood could help get her out, to get her out of there. They said that was a low bond. They said bonds get. Mm-hmm. Damn, can I finish talking? Quit talking over me. They said that bonds are even higher than that. They said that was very low to get her out of jail.
Mm-hmm. She was even a member of Sigma Gamma Rho. She was a part of the sorority. Pitched in $10 each, you know, I mean, $500 is reachable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially in large numbers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they do all that. They do all them little crazy ass sounds. Well, you should have did that and got your sorority sister out of there.
Yeah.
See that? You know, and the crazy thing about that.
I just want to say something on top of what you just saying about family members and money. And I think this is something that when we talk about the urban communities, I want to say urban community. The urban community is very hard. I mean, we spend a lot of money on things that don't make hair, nails, cars, and shoes and
jewelry.
Things we try to out for, right? Because I'm aiming to those things. But when it comes to trying to collect things for logical situations, we somehow come short on those things. If we have an organization that come up and say we all pay $3 or $4 on something to build a community, we're not interested in doing that because we're feeling that it's not a level for us to do. I think it's a common mindset that goes all the way back. And I'm going to have to say that it has to do with something with three-fifths of a man. It has something to do with slavery. It has a lot to do with incentivizing that we don't look at this situation. Now, if some of you told someone that Miss was going to die in that prison and not because of the fact that she probably could have been saved if they had a bail. If she had got a bail, the bail was set, and someone went and came up with the money, she would be alive today. And that's the sad thing about this. That's what makes it even much worse. And if we had
said, and I didn't know she was in a sorority. I didn't know that until
she was in a sorority. She was not a bad person. She wasn't a person that broke the law really or did anything wrong. It was just a bad situation again. But let's talk about how she got approached with the officers, which still too there was a level, and I think all people, and this is not a black thing or a white thing, and I keep trying to say this, and it's a people thing. A lot of us are brought up not really respecting the law.
Somebody
can come up to us and tell us what we're grown up. I had this young man tell me this the other day, and he explained it to me, and he told some officers that were at a place. You people don't have the right. I don't care who you are. My mom don't tell me what to do. My dad don't tell me what to do. And this is what he said in his own mouth.
And see, that's the problem. That's the problem right there.
They're agreeing to him that he felt once you was of age of 18 to 20 years old of a grown person, you should not be able to tell me what to do. This guy made it clear over there when I was sitting back. I was laughing. I was like, okay, wow. So when you have a age, they feel that you should not be able to talk to them or tell them what they do. If they feel you come up on them, you have to respect them as what it is. Whether they're wrong or not, you should not come up on them.
Well, let me jump in here.
I wanted to bring that to you. Yo, go ahead. Let you get in.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Everybody is told what to do. There's not a person on this line around the world that's listening to us right now that is not told what to do. Somebody got to listen to somebody. You know, it's my station. It's my station, but I got to listen to Blog Talk. I can't tell Blog Talk what to do. So somebody got to listen to somebody. And that's the problem. We got to get back to the proverb, it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a family. And if we get back to that
it won't be these situations. Now, when I grew up, and Nicole, yourself, Angel, when we grew up, our neighbors were able to discipline us and tell us what to do. We don't have that no more. Now we have, don't say nothing to my son or daughter. You did not have him. You did not be in labor for this amount of hours, minutes, and seconds. Don't say nothing to my damn child. Okay, but then the minute something happens to them, why did nobody say that? Why did nobody help me? Well, you can't have it both ways. You want somebody to discipline your child or you don't. So that goes right there. As far as money and spending goes, we are the biggest consumers. We as African Americans are the biggest consumers. We are the biggest buyers, but yet we don't own anything of any value. We own nothing. Now they got some things. You know, it's coming back around. They're trying to recreate Black Wall Street again. So we'll see how that goes, but we do more spending than we do. Now my mother had, even before these payday loans and all this stuff came out, she said if everybody would put their money together, because she said it's going to be a time when people are going to need to come together. She said it might be a time where, hey, we're going to all be in one room, you know, mm-hmm. especially how crazy this economy is right now. She said this back in the 80s. This was in the 80s when she said this. Now you got all these payday loans, all these crazy things. You know, my mother came up with that idea, rest her soul. You know, mm-hmm. that's a great idea. You know, that's a great idea because that's what everybody's doing now. These Arabs. All pretty much these people are owned by Arabs, you know, mm-hmm. and they come to this country. They come to this country. They don't have to pay taxes for 10 years, so they can make as much money as they want for 10 years. Then go back, send one of their other relatives over there, and that's how it happens. Now, when we get a store,
mm-hmm.
huh? What's that?
They convert the business to the next person.
Yeah.
They may adjust the name of the business. They may not, depending on what state you're in, and then they get additional 10 years. Yes, you're right.
See, that's crazy. You know, and then. What?
No. I was listening to you. I said you everything you're on point. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, and then, you know, like say. Your family, maybe your aunt, your uncle, or even if our parents had a store, like a general store, okay? Now, you're making good money. You keep the store up. You keep it painted, you know. Then your friends come in there. Oh, you still working at this motherfucker? You still working at this store? Yeah, it's in the family, okay? So
right.
then
right.
they get all pissed off. Oh, you know what, man? Fuck this store. I don't want to be in this store. Then they give the store away. And then the Arab come in there, take it over. You get an attitude. Well, look, my mother and father used to own this store. Well, no, you sold it to me. So if you have something, take pride in it. You know, you still got some stores that are still around that have been in the family for generations. You know,
mm-hmm.
but if you're not going to keep your store up, if you're not going to keep the front of your store swept up, no trash on the ground, you know, if you're not going to maintain and keep your store, give it away to somebody else that's going to appreciate it. Because when you go in there and spend your money, you don't want to walk into a store where it's not been mopped. You don't want to pick up a canned good that's all dusty. You know, so you
mm-hmm.
got to take pride in your store. You got to take pride in your inventory.
Yes. Sounds
yes.
like I hear value. It comes down to value,
not
the value of money as a priority, but the value of one another and building upon that.
Yeah,
and
because
taking pride in what you do and why you're doing it.
Absolutely. Because like I said, I don't know everything,
mm-hmm.
but I do know how to respect a business. And if I go out and eat somewhere, I'm mindful that the waitress works on tips. When a waiter works at a restaurant, they work on tips.
They're not paid hourly. So when a person is taking your order, all they get is what the customer leaves them for a tip. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I try to go over and beyond. You know, if the meal is $10, you know, I'm gonna possibly leave the other $10 or at least give them $5, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, good customer service deserves a good tip.
Yeah.
But I can't stand for it. I've seen people do it. They go to the restaurants, watch me mess with this waiter. Let me have this, let me have that. Now, she write down everything you say you want. You want a burger, cheese, lettuce, tomato. She brings it right back to you. I said I wanted this. I wanted that. You know, people do this to mess with these people. You know, so you have a lot of ignorant people. But again, if you're going to go out to a restaurant, be mindful and tip. Be mindful and tip. That tip can get formula for that baby. It can get diapers. You know, she might be a new mother. You never know. You know, so kind of just be mindful of that.
Yes, might be taking care of her elderly, you know, the elders in her family or his family. We don't know what a person's going through, but if they've helped you, given you what you came there for, let's value the fact that we appreciate that and take care of that person. I agree.
Absolutely. I can't stand that. I cannot stand that. You know, I got a cousin right now. I know he done ate thousands of dirt burgers. He'll go to a restaurant, order something. I said I wanted this. I said this. I said that. Dude, you can't talk to these people like that. I know his burger had been kicked around that floor. I know it has.
Right.
I said, if you ain't never been nice, you better be nice when you're going through a drive-thru. Because you barely can trust the person and just standing in front of them versus going through a drive-thru cussing them out.
Right. If they didn't mess up his order even if they did mess up his order, it doesn't mean now we get to devalue the person. We do want what we paid for, and let them correct it. If you're not happy with the service, well, you know, just don't go back again. Then, you know, if on a legitimate. But to just seek people out, I don't know. Sometimes I feel we get things mixed up. Honest work is honest work, no matter where you're doing it. And, you know, everybody can't be the CEO, you know, the executive, you know, officer and this kind of thing. Everyone has to work together doing what needs to be done. But to set up a value system where, you know, those who are giving service at a level. I've been to hotels and I've had people thank me for, like, not yelling at them about a matter, because apparently this happens in the hotel industry as well. You know, they're kind of mistreated in that sense. But, you know, like, treat others how you wish to be treated. But, you know, so I've had to kind of dial that back a little bit. I don't know. Some people may feel like, you know, that is how they're being treated, so they visit that upon the next person. So it's kind of hard to determine what motivates a person to just outright pick someone out and mistreat them. You know, like, I'm not certain about, you know, what it is, but I know that it's not helpful. And if he is catching a dirt burger, I mean, unless that's what he showed up to get,
I don't know why
he would keep that going. You know what I mean? I don't know.
He probably ate one today.
Wow. Yeah, I don't want a dirt burger.
I have to ask y'all a question. I'm glad y'all broke. We brought up something, and I wanted to talk about it. And I'm shocked that I didn't bring it up, but I wanted to, there's a question. Okay, let me ask this guy something. This is probably something that's very, all right. And I think it's a very interesting, because this goes way back. Now, we know about plantations that have, and I'm going to say this. Y'all tell me yes or no whether y'all do this. If there was a plantation where your family's from, and someone offered you to go visit that plantation, and then they also told you you can actually stay overnight and sleep in that plantation, which was probably your ancestors' plantation that they were probably slaves of, would y'all take an interest in going to this location?
You know, I would for the simple fact, I am no better than the slaves. I'm no better than my ancestors. And if they endured it for the 400-plus years that they endured it, I can do it for one night. And it'll make me appreciate anything I don't appreciate. So absolutely I would, because I'm no better than them, and I would like for the experience. I would.
What about you, Miss Monica?
Nicole.
I'm sorry, Nicole. Yeah. Okay, Nicole, I'm sorry, because I'm looking at Monica.
Oh, no worries. You know, because of our ancestors, we are here today. So if nothing else, I'd want to come to the land where they were or where even others were, and just say prayers and give appreciation while I'm on the land. Yeah.
Okay. My take would be the same as what y'all said. I would even be happy to go there so I can see if I can learn something more and also to appreciate what those elders and those folks did to get me to a predicament to be able to come to the location where they were. If we would go by the historical points of slavery, when you was taken away as a slave to another plantation, you never were able to ever get back to the plantation where your home was. So I think that I think all African Americans, if you're African American, Black American, let's say just say Black person or whatever. Let's not even say Black, but let's say Ethiopian person, whatever you are, and your ancestors was there. It's great for you to experience and go to those locations to pay homage to what is. Not saying homage to how bad those things, and pay homage for what those folks did to sacrifice themselves to get to the point where you are today. I still think that we have to understand that. We have to appreciate that, because I have to tell, and I let them know, let me tell, because I'm talking to all people of color, and I say this, Indian included, Asian American, if it wasn't for my elders and my great ancestors, they would not be able to be in America the way it is. America at one time only judged you from the color of your skin. If you were white, you had all privileges. You had all rights. You can walk and say you was a complete person. A Black person or anyone else that was not a white was considered almost equal as an animal or equal as half of a stock of or a cow or something. So I just want people to understand that and embrace that. And there's nothing we can do to go change those things, because we have to keep moving forward, because that's what our ancestors wanted to do, is to keep moving forward and to keep pushing forward. Now, as far as us in the community, building our community, those are things we have to learn how to deal with each other. We've got to learn how to come together. We've got to learn how to put our differences and our hate against away from each other. We got to figure out how to love each other and say, hey, we have a common goal. Because one thing is, I think the problem is a lot of us don't have a common goal. The first thing we all do is think about, well, I just want to know if I got enough money for tomorrow and just do this for me. And that's not how it goes down. We have to work together if we're going to live in a society. When other folks come into this country, they figure out how to work together, not work against each other. Mm-hmm. And right now we're learning
and
how
we're
to work against each other.
We're capable of that. That's where we come from. We come from working together. That's how empires were built. Yes, we've been robbed, but it doesn't mean we've been robbed completely. But if we keep going, you know, in this cycle, we will be robbed of our minds completely. But that's where we come from. We come from greatness, period. And, you know, I'm saying great in all things. And, you know, with that being said, you know, it's to say that we can return to our natural state. It's still within us, and even generations that have come down the line, and here we are today, it's still in us, you know. It just takes, in my opinion, a matter of what do we value, you know, and if you put your focus on, you know, self, you're still going to lose in the end, because it takes more than just ourselves as individuals. There is a collective peace that is required for living, for coming together. And, I mean, even in nothing, our grandparents and great-grandparents, they didn't have much at all and were being oppressed in a more direct manner, and still were able to give of what they had, to the point where here we are today thinking about those times and saying we remember the community. You know, it was hard in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, the 90s gave a different thought, that we thought something different, but we lost a lot in trading, devaluing one for another. We found out today that wasn't the way to go. Not everyone participated, but many of us did. The individual, you know, over the family, like, well, I got mine, I don't care how you get yours. That was never going to go anywhere. That was doomed to fail. But, you know.
See, that's the worst.
That was the way to go.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's the worst thing. I can't stand that. I can't stand that. My mother and father taught me never to think that way. Now, I live by that. I live by that. If I got a sandwich, you're going to have a sandwich, or you're going to have half of my sandwich. That's just how I am. How the hell I look full and you're over there hungry? That's not how I was raised. So if I got a sandwich, you got a sandwich. If I only got one sandwich, you got half of that sandwich. And that's how it is. And more people should think like that. More people should think like the ant. Okay? Now, one thing about the ant, right now, the ant is chilling. The ant is chilling because the ant has worked hard, and the ant is ready for winter. Okay? Now, each day we wake up, we got 1,460 minutes in the day. Now, you can get up, you can live, or you can get up and just exist. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people just wake up and they piss the day away. They may be productive 1 to 2 hours a day, and the rest of the day, they done nothing. Okay? But that ant is chilling. They used to have a documentary. It was called The Ants. I don't know if y'all remember it, but this is when they used those real powerful cameras, and you could zoom in on the ant. I mean, the ant, you could see an ant picking up a potato chip or picking up a piece of food and carrying it. You know, it was like an assembly line. I mean, you could actually, you can probably find this on YouTube. And that ant got the work done. So if we pull and put ourselves and start working together, we can be that ant. You know, so take a page from the ant. We work together, we can play harder later. And that's how it is.
That's it. What's up, man? You hit it on the head. I like to say, so we want to go ahead and close the show out, Six.
Sure. Want to thank everybody for joining us. Yeah, I want
to
thank everybody that joined us tonight. Everybody that's going to listen later on. Nicole, thank you for our local and national news. Angel, thank you. Everybody that supports the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we do thank you. Our surrounding cities and states, our faraway countries. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, and 10 Pacific, join us for the Best in Gospel, the 6 Eyes Gospel Show. Wolfgang will be taking over. Tomorrow is Bonnet's wife's birthday, so happy birthday, First Lady Bonnet. Enjoy your day. 6 Eyes Gospel Show tomorrow. Once again, thank you. You just enjoyed the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Good night. God bless. And remember, we're not out the woods yet. The ninja virus, coronavirus, is here, so continue to wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear your mask, wipe down your common areas, your doorknobs, light fixtures, remote control cell phones. Make sure you have microband Lysol in your house. Make sure you put bleach water in your dishwater to get that coronavirus off of those plastics. I don't know if you know that, Nicole, but they said if you got any kind of like plastic dishes, Tupperware, plastic cups, to use a cap of bleach to kill that coronavirus. Because you never know, you know, you never know. A lot of people eat out of Tupperware dishes and stuff like that. You know, so just be careful. And with that, I'm complete. God bless. Take care. Hello, hello.
Definitely, I will be DJ ATL. I will definitely be checking out the show tomorrow. Wolfgang, definitely check it out. And DJ ATL, we are out. Y'all have a safe week and a weekend. And we're out. Take care. It's your boy, DJ ATL Man Styles and Six Eyes kicking it with the Six Eyes and ATL radio show. On the Six Eyes radio show. And we're out. Peace.